This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. On today's program, the Fellowship's C.J. Burroughs shares one of our heroes of the Holocaust stories called Finding Esther.
When the Nazis began killing Jews in Esther's hometown of Trabe, Poland, her mother smuggled the little girl from the ghetto to a nearby town which the Nazis had up to that point left alone. Esther ended up in the care of a large Christian family, the Pozniaks, who had 9 children of their own. Esther lived with the Pozniaks until the war ended. Because Esther looked nothing like the rest of the family, neighbors became suspicious and reported her to the Nazis. But each search by the Germans turned up no hidden Jewish girl. Whenever strangers approached the house, young Janina Pozniak was in charge of hiding little Esther, in the shed or in the nearby woods, and never was the little Jewish girl discovered, thanks to Janina. Once the area had been liberated from the Germans, the few surviving Jews looked to rebuild their community. Because no one knew Esther's story, she was included in a group photo taken at a service at a mass grave of those murdered by the Nazis. With one Jewish family, little Esther headed west toward Germany. But once there, she was not taken to the U.S. with the family. Instead, Esther was placed with a group of Jewish children who were sent to the Holy Land in 1946. An orphan, alone in Israel, with no family, no story, Esther spent the rest of her childhood in boarding schools. I'll share more of her story next time on Heroes of the Holocaust.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. The State of Israel has recognized over 27,000 friends of the Jewish people as righteous Gentiles. Find out how much you know about these heroic men and women by visiting holylandradio.org.